in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
The 18-year-old suspect, Cassidy Hartzenberg, made his first court appearance at the Simonstown Magistrates Court today. And when we arrived in court, we saw a very large police presence inside court, big media contingent as well. And we saw the police minister also coming to attend court proceedings. And when Hartzenberg made his first court appearance, the state said that it did not have enough information to proceed with a bail application at this stage. So the state requested that the matter be postponed to the 6th of October in order for them to obtain bail information and further information in regards to the case.
Corbin, you mentioning that the police minister was in attendance today. What was the reason for this? Did you manage to gauge his views?
He's been following this case since the beginning, as it is quite a high-profile matter, a magistrate being murdered. He was at the house a few weeks ago as well to convey condolences to the family. And it seems that he does have quite a large interest in the matter. So the police minister, Bekele, himself attending proceedings today and also saying that the Hawks are investigating the case. But he has been following the case quite closely since the beginning.
Were Romey van Rooyen's family in court today?
There were no family members who were at court during this court appearance of Hartzenberg this morning. Also, we were not able to speak to any of them. We did try calling the brother, Tazwa van Rooyen, who has been speaking on behalf of the family since the matter started. And he wasn't available. We couldn't reach him. But we will continue trying to get hold of the family just to see if they can also give us some reaction or some comments just with regards to the appearance and the arrest of Hartzenberg so far.
Corbin, what can you tell me about Hartzenberg in terms of his demeanor and appearance in court?
Well, today we saw him come in wearing like a black hoodie. And he was rather subdued in the dock, just answering certain questions, just telling the court that he would prefer using legal aid. It was a few words that he spoke to his lawyer as well, but besides that, he didn't really interact much with the rest of the court, and he didn't really speak much besides just saying that he would like to apply for legal aid. And he made a very brief appearance for that short appearance. After that, he just went back down and remains in custody for now.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM. Powered by SABC News.